Until the terrible day Father went away, and nobody would say why, we had all lived in London. After that, we went to stay in the White Cottage by the railway, and Mother sold some stories, and we met Mr. Perks, the porter, and for a while, things got better. Then one day, we found the line blocked, and raced down to the cutting to warn the train.
Don't stand on the line, Bobby!
They don't see us! They don't see us! We don't know good!
Bobby, get off the line!
It's no good! They don't see us!
E. Nesbitt's story of the Railway Children, dramatized in four parts by Marcy Kahan. Part 3.
Bobby! Bobby!
Driver, there's been an avalanche up ahead.
Oh, what?
You mustn't go on.
Did you hear that, Charlie? There's been an avalanche.
Peter! Bobby fainted!
Wake up, Bobby. Wake up.
We did it, Bobby, with our red petticoats. We saved the train.
For several nights, I had nightmares about the day the trees fell onto the railway line. I would see the horrible mound of earth and rock on the track and hear the engine chugging towards it, and I would wake up screaming. Then I'd remember how Peter and Phyllis and I waved our red petticoats and saved the train.
Look, there's a letter here, and it's addressed to us.
Maybe it's from Father.
No, that's not Father's handwriting.
It's a business letter. Read it, Bobby.
Dear sir and ladies, it is proposed to make a small presentation to you in commemoration of your prompt and courageous action in warning the train on the 18th of August and thus averting a terrible accident. The presentation will take place at your local station at 3 o'clock on the 30th of August.
Oh, Bobby!
If this place and time will be convenient.
It sounds convenient to me.
Yours faithfully, Jabez Inglewood, Secretary, Great Northern and Southern Railway Company.
A presentation? That means presents.
It might be anything. What I've always wanted is a baby elephant. But I suppose they wouldn't know that.
Suppose it was gold models of steam engines.
Or a big model of the scene of the accident, with little model train and dolls dressed as us.
I'm not sure we should like being rewarded for saving a train.
Well, I do. And don't pretend you don't either, Bobby.
I know I do. But oughtn't we to be satisfied with just having done it, without asking for anything?
Soldiers don't ask for medals. Perhaps it will be medals. Then when I'm old, I shall show them to my grandchildren.
You have to be married first, so you don't have any grandchildren.
I'd like to marry a lady who had trances, and only woke up once or twice a year.
Just to say you were the light of her life, and then go back to sleep again.
Exactly.
When I get married, I shall want my husband to be awake all the time, so I can hear him say how nice I am.
Mother! We're getting presents from the railway company. Look.
Oh. Oh, I'm proud of you, darlings. But if this presentation is money, you must say, thank you, but we'd rather not take it.
Yes, Mother. Everything that happened at the presentation